This is the D.A. Thompson Weekly Podcast, and today is Tuesday, August 31st, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, an independent publishing house using unique publishing to bring unique authors to a unique world. I'd like to begin by stating just one word. But first, I'd like to ask you to take a deep breath. The word? Forgiveness. Take a couple of seconds to just sit on the word a bit. Fascinating word, isn't it? Just the word itself seems to conjure up emotion. No doubt, as you thought about that simple word, forgiveness, the faces of very specific people already invaded your thoughts. With them, feelings of emotion, hurt, resentment, and love find themselves held closely in tow. Why is it that just one word can cut to the very heart of our most vulnerable selves, in our most vulnerable of relationships? It is remarkable, isn't it? Forgiveness is a word that finds itself at the very core of our most valued and often our most complicated of personal relationships. It is a word that nests itself equally within the context of our most cherished of friends and our most challenging of antagonists. As Webster defines it, forgiveness means to grant relief from payment of. Forgiveness is always predicated on something that is owed. It begins with the problem of a debt that either someone owes you or that you owe others. It's an injustice, an imbalancing of the scale, whether it be financial, emotional, personal, or any other. And that's what makes the word forgiveness so complicated. That's why it becomes such a difficult word to implement. Forgiveness asks us to set aside an injustice. It asks us to belay being righted, to set aside the scale of justice, and yet forgiveness is not an ignoring of justice. It is a reconciliation of justice. It is not the ignoring of a debt or wrong. Instead, it is the purposeful reconciling of the books. It is the writing of a zero balance on the books of our emotion and hurt. Forgiveness is a gift of new beginnings. This morning, consider those who are in need of your forgiveness, who may have wronged you, who may owe you something. It is likely that they do owe you something, that you have been wronged and an injustice has been committed. But to what end does your demanding serve? As Gandhi put it, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. There are more options than simply justice. Ours is the choice and the opportunity to invade someone's life with the unexpected gift of forgiveness. And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.